Our next speaker is Claude Duclos. He's double board certified. He speaks more than anyone. It's on his bio that he's given almost 700 speeches. So I want to know what he does for a life. I mean, if this is
physical therapy for rotating.
It's writing all of those speeches you poured out. He's going to talk today about the 2024 ethics referendum. What passed, what didn't, and what next, what now? And so help me welcome Claude.
Great. Hi, thanks. Thanks, Daryl, very much. You know, I see so many friends here, so many people I get to see at other CLEs, and it's great fun. And we always invite Daryl to come speak at Advanced Trial Strategies and Harvey and others, and it's great to see them again. My little, somebody just said, hey, you know, you're going to be a board-certified civil trial lawyer 40 years this year. And I said, oh, well, but that means 87 was the year that they opened up the board certification for civil appellate law. And being the type A person I'm in, I was the first one to submit my application. So my application was AP-0001. And when I passed, I was appellate lawyer 0001. I said, I'm the best appellate lawyer in the state. Look at my number. Anyway, they changed the numbering system. Actually, I changed it when I was chair, but I don't have enough time to tell you everything that's going to be on this, so I'm going to try to keep with, and I think they want me to do this. I wish this were up here. The big thing. First of all, let's talk about the process. You all voted on, at least those of you who did vote. I hope you did. Thank you. We preserved your right to self-direct by giving you all the right in the state of Texas to vote on the disciplinary rules, and a happy 19% of you actually voted. So if you remember the old way it was, you couldn't change a disciplinary rule unless 51% of the lawyers voted. You can't get 51% of the lawyers to agree today is Thursday. You know, it could be false to them. So anyway, they had to change it in 2017. So in 2017, they changed this and they created the Committee on Disciplinary Rules and Referenda. And so I just finished my 6 years on that. On December like 29th, I got a call from the Supreme Court saying, would you accept a three-year appointment to the Committee on Disciplinary Rules and Referenda? Sure. What is that? Anyway, it was the hardest work. If you look at I've just been really a bar groupie, but that was the hardest work. We met every single month. I don't think I missed a single monthly meeting. And now, first 3 years, remember, we did all the advertising rules, and I was part of the three people that looked at those every day for 18 months to get it like you liked it. And this time, so we had another 3 years, and I really want to make this a regular notion that we update, and we don't update just to update. So I want to make sure you know that we didn't do any of these rules, none of the rules that you voted on and that we passed so far, and we're waiting for the Supreme Court order, and I'll tell you how that all works, were developed because somebody said, well, the American Bar Association did this. No, we never, you don't have to worry about that because there is a part of the bar that if you say American Bar Association, you might as well say Communist Party. So we could not base anything on what they did. Now, but one of the great things about getting to speak all over the country is that I get exposed to all these other rules. And a few of these rules, I was looking at ours, and I said, the one you voted on is, we'll talk about 1.8. They have a much better rule in Minnesota than we have. They have a much better rule in this other state. So I actually initiated those rule changes saying, we're going to clarify these things. We're going to help you. Now, the other thing I want to tell you is that all these changes really have a lot of good stuff in there for you, a lot of protections for you, a lot of help to big firms, to small firms, to how you deal with clients that are trying to just interview you to knock you out of a case. They can't do that anymore under these rules. So we call them something, but if you read the rules, there's a lot of really good stuff for lawyers. And so what I did is I look at these. I'm sort of the independent lawyer on there, and I look at these three ways. Number one, does this rule help me as a lawyer? Number two, does it promote or benefit our clients? Because that's the other purpose of the rules, to protect our clients. Number three, can I explain it to people in a way they can understand? If I can't do all three of those things, then I don't think it's a very good rule change. So we reviewed the rules in other stations. We want to modernize some of the terminology and conflicts rules. So how did the vote come out? And I added these things, 12 propositions, 85%, 80%, 80%, basically right around 80, 80% on all these rule changes on conflicts and imputation of conflicts, prospective clients, special duties of the prosecutor. We're particularly proud of that rule, as we'll talk about in just a second. And again, I only have 45 minutes. I could obviously talk for forever, and you'd go, please, make him stop.